The Texas Attorney General's office will ask the justices to approve a map adopted by GOP lawmakers. It would likely give Republicans 3 of the 4 new congressional districts in Texas. Democrats and minorities say the legislature's map disregards a surge in Texas's minority population. They will argue in favor of election boundaries created by federal judges in San Antonio. Those judges created districts that provide a greater likelihood of Democrats and minorities winning 3 new seats. Pam Carlin with the Mexican American Legislative Council expects the justices to quickly decide which maps to use.
The parties have told the Supreme Court that unless it issues some kind of decision, there is no map in effect. Texas can't conduct its primary elections until there's some map.
This redistricting battle is the reason primary elections in Texas have been delayed until April 3rd. Because Texas has a history of discriminating against minority voters, its election boundaries must be approved under the Voting Rights Act. How the Supreme Court rules in the case of Texas and several other states could affirm or weaken the rights of minorities to fight election boundaries. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.